Welcome to The B Word. I'm Carol Olson, your host. This month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're doing a series on trauma-informed approaches to domestic violence advocacy. The National Center on Domestic Violence, Trauma, and Mental Health provides a great tip sheet. Last week, we talked about providing survivors with information about the traumatic effects of abuse. And this week, I'm going to pull directly from their tip sheet on how to adapt programs and services to meet survivors' trauma and mental health-related needs. You can look for this tip sheet on their website at nationalcenterdvtraumamh.org. We're going to talk about their second tip this week, adapt programs and services to meet survivors' trauma and mental health needs. Create programs and policies and settings that meet survivors where they are and that are careful not to re-traumatize survivors. Here's what they recommend. Conduct pre-intake screenings for domestic violence only and do not screen out for mental health issues or a history of psychiatric treatment. Create a welcoming environment with a wide range of options for survivors and make changes when practices and policies are not well suited to individual survivors' needs and capacities. Discuss ways that shelter living can be difficult for everyone and offer supportive strategies that would make it more comfortable for the individual survivor with whom you are working. Have a standard medication policy for everyone. It is not necessary to know what medications women are taking or why. Questions related to medication may be prohibited by law. Please see the center's model medication policy for further guidance. Inform survivors about your medication policies and let her know you are available to discuss any particular needs she has, that she has run out of medication, needs a new supply, is having problems with side effects, can't afford them. While conducting support groups or housing meetings, discuss the range of responses people have to trauma, including physical and mental health symptoms. Reassure and support survivors who are uncomfortable with the mental health symptoms of other women in the program that these are common responses to abuse. Collaborate with consent with the mental health providers, peer support specialists, or other systems that work with each individual survivor. Inform or educate the mental health providers on issues related to domestic violence, including documentation of abuse and mental health records and additional support needs. Advocate with mental health providers and systems on behalf of survivors when requested, and support survivors in their efforts to advocate on their own behalf. Those are just some of the ways that you can adapt your program and services to meet survivors' trauma and mental health-related needs. Once again, for more information, look at the National Center of Domestic Violence, Trauma, and Mental Health. They put out a great tip sheet on creating trauma-informed services. Next week, we'll talk more about creating opportunities for survivors. Now stay tuned. If you yourself or a loved one needs help. Need help? If you've been assaulted or if a loved one has been assaulted or someone you know, you can get help. If you're not sure what to do, you can call the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-838-8238. A live person will answer your questions and link you to the closest sexual assault or domestic violence shelter in your area and help you get connected to services on your college campus as well. The V Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It can also be heard streamed at WRIR.org. If you'd like more information or hear the transcripts of this show or past shows, you can log on to thevword.org and read our blog. Have a story you want to share? Have a question you want to ask? Email me at thevword.radio@gmail.com or follow us on our Twitter account at Prevent Violence. You can also find our Facebook page, The V Word Radio Show. This show is produced by Carol Olson